Nothing's going on except kids playing pranks, trick-or-treating, parking, getting high. I have the feeling that you're way off on this.
You have the wrong feeling.
Well, you're not doing very much to prove me wrong.
What more do you need?
Well, it's going to take more than fancy talk to keep me up all night crawling around these bushes.
I watched him for 15 years, sitting in a room, staring at a wall, not seeing the wall, looking past the wall, looking at this night, inhumanly patient, waiting for some secret, silent alarm to trigger him off. Death has come to your little town, Sheriff.
Smiling, responsible, Sam.
Oh, no.
I told them how dangerous
you
he was.
You couldn't have. Two roadblocks and an all-points bulletin wouldn't stop a five-year-old.
Well, if your patient, Doctor, if precautions weren't strong enough, you should have told somebody.
I told everybody! Nobody listened.
There's nothing else I can do.
You can get back in there and get back on that telephone. Tell him exactly who walked out of here last night and tell him exactly where he's going.
Probably going.
I'm wasting my time.
Sam Haddonfield is 150 miles away from here. Now, for God's sakes, he can't drive a car.
He was doing very well last night. Maybe someone around here gave him lessons.